this song gets stuck in my head every Friday. Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Evan. Consolidated Realty Studios in Madison. I wanted to say Wattison. I'm in Waukesha. It's pretty exciting over here. If you want to know, I'm a little discombobulated. We had a huge company meeting today, and that was pretty awesome. I'm pretty excited for the future. I can't really tell you much details other than, you know, Evan, you missed a whole bunch of really good pizza, and we missed you, buddy. But I did see you. I did see you.
What to say, man? Come on now.
Yeah, but
I was there in spirit.
I ordered pizza for you so that I could have it. So good for me.
Nice.
Real quick here before I get to the calls, and I will get to your calls at 844-967-2789. I just want to throw a real quick headline out there that happened this week, and I think it's really awesome. Maybe we can all learn something about that. You know Lizzo, Evan? You familiar with Lizzo?
Oh, hell yeah. One man great till they got to be great.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty awesome. Lizzo's pretty great. Grammy-winning singer, rapper, and also a flautist. Really pretty awesome flautist. But apparently, she upset some people with some of her lyrics.
No.
Yeah. Apparently, it was she changed the lyric, though. So, in the original version of the song, Girls, with three R's, Girls, released on Friday, Lizzo used the word spaz to indicate that she was going to lose control. The word is based on spastic diplegia. Spastic diplegia, I wanted to say dysplasia, that is absolutely not correct. Spastic diplegia, a form of cerebral palsy, a condition that causes motor impairments in the legs or arms. Fans and disability advocates called on Lizzo to change what they called an ableist slur, a word seen as particularly harmful in some countries, where it has a history of being used as a schoolhouse taunt. By Monday, the major music streaming services had substituted the original song, the original version of the song, with one that replaces the line with "Hold Me Back." In a statement posted to Instagram on Monday, Lizzo said she understood the effects of harmful language, and here is what she said. It's been brought to my attention that there is a harmful world in my new song, Girls. Let me make one thing clear. I never want to promote derogatory language. As a fat black woman in America, I've had many hurtful words used against me, so I can understand the power words. She says overstand. I like that choice there. I overstand the power words can have, whether intentionally or, in my case, unintentionally. I'm proud to say there's a new version of Girls with a lyric change, and this is a result of me listening and taking action. As an influential artist, I'm dedicated to being part of the change that I've been waiting to see in the world. XOXO Lizzo. Whether you like her music or not, please let us all stop and just praise Lizzo right there. That's how you do it. That's how you go, oh, I might have been wrong or I might have upset somebody. And rather than be all, no, I get to say what I want. She said, oh. Okay, I'm a person out there, and I want to stand for what's right. I want to include everybody else. How do I include them? By changing this lyric? Great, I'm going to do it, and they got it done by Monday. That's how you do it, folks. All right, that being said, let's go to our buddy Phil in Minneapolis. How you doing, Phil? What's going on, man?
I'm doing fine. It's kind of warm, and I bet you guys are kind of warm where you are, too.
I'm a large man. I'm warm wherever I go, buddy.
Yeah, me too. I'm not quite of the magnitude you are, but you made a statement a few minutes ago about how much $1 trillion was.
Yeah.
And $1 trillion is not a billion billions, it's a thousand billion.
A thousand billion, that's right.
Yeah. But you made it kind of even bigger than it it really was in real life.
At that point, to most people, if you're talking about money, it's almost infinity.
Yeah. If the pile is so big you can't reach the top anyway, what's calling it even bigger? But the other thing about that is you said 14% of the budget is $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Over what span of time, may I ask? Did they say?
I believe it's a current, let me go back
years?
To that. Reduced by $1 trillion in 22. Okay. This is reduced by $1 trillion in 2022 dollars. Or 14% over the next 10 years. From what it is now.
So it's reduce it $100 billion a year.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, and then the first one, and the first bill to do that was Pocan's bill with Barbara Lee that I read earlier.
So the my memory of the defense budget that they voted on, and then they added 20 or 30 billion more on top of that giant stack of money. It had originally been like 760 billion for, that's a 2-year appropriation, because that's what the Constitution requires. You can only fund military every 2 years. You can't make it last any longer. You can project out, but you can't get the money any sooner than every 2 years.
Yeah.
So they added another chunk, which somebody might have been prophetic in foreseeing that we're going to need to give the Ukraine a bunch of military aid.
Yeah, which is funny because we're not even using a whole bunch of I don't even know that comes out of our military budget.
Yeah. It is.
Okay. Oh, it is? Okay,
great.
Every
time we do that, you'll notice like a year, year and a half later, oh, they have to cut the projected expenditures for improving housing for on-base dependents, because the on-base dependents, that's what Trump went, stole money from to fund his so-called wall that's going to protect us from people who can climb over it with a ladder.
Which if I'm reading Barbara Lee's, and thank you very much for the call, Phil, if I'm reading Barbara Lee's and Pocan's bill, they actually outline what you can't cut as well, basically saying you can cut, but don't cut any benefits for personnel. I think they made that pretty clear there. Andy in Beaver Dam, how you doing, man?
Hey, Fancy Brian. I want to wish you a happy Father's Day, you and Dom and Trudy. And I tried to wish Evan a happy Father's Day, but he's not a father yet. So
not that we know of. Not that we know of. I think he tries every day, though.
Yeah. But here's the deal. Everything you've been saying is true. We didn't listen to Eisenhower. And I blame a lot of it on the boomers, of which I am one, from 46 to 64, and even going back to 1940, most of your senators were born after 40, and the white privileged people have, spent so much money trying to make government democratic, and it's foolishness,
You can't really force people to choose to be democratic. It's one of those things you kind of got to inspire them to do.
Right. We can't do it. And so that's where the blame lies with the military industrial complex. But I don't know. What are you going to do, man? But anyway, have a great weekend, all right?
I'll do my best, Andy. You take care of yourself as well, man.
You too. See you later tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna have a good time. Enjoy yourself, Celebrate Juneteenth in your way. Keep it in your mind. I will definitely be talking about it with Luke on Monday. Devils are coming up. I think that's going to be fun. It's a Friday. I know Crudy's fired up today. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I appreciate you joining me this week. Thank you, Evan, for keeping me alive as I go here. And we made it through, guys. We made it through. We're going to have a great time. And I hope you do, too. Just remember, who are the people in your neighborhood?
For real, name 4.
No, like really, you should know who the people are.